doesn't own in someone whose close relative who's just nifter and hasn't been buried yet, does such a person recite Tfilas HaDerech on the way to Kavura while he's still, he or she is still an onin? So the Gemara in Brachos writes that an onin is pater, is exempt from positive mitzvos. Rashi says the reason is because he's tarud, he's so busy focusing on the nifter that he cannot concentrate on the brachos. And this is a similar reason that the Rambam gives as well. Accordingly, based on that, Rashi is clear that an onin may make the brachos if he wants. In other words, if he can concentrate on both, and he chooses to make the bracha, then he may. It was only a pitur, it was only an exemption if he was unable to concentrate or if he needs to focus, but if he does wants to waive that, he may. Tosos disagrees, and based on the Yerushalmi, he says, no, the reason is why an onin is not able to make brachos is because it's kavod hames. It's an honor for the mace, for the avel, the onen, to be focused solely on the mace, and therefore the onen cannot, he's forbidden to make brachos even if he wants to do so. Shulchan Aruch paskins like Tosos that one may not recite brachos, but he does bring a heter that if others are dealing with the burial, then perhaps the onen may, ein mochen biyado, we don't stop, we don't prevent an onen from making brachos if he wants. The Mishnah Berurah has a whole discussion where he concludes that nowadays it's better not to make any brachos in all situations, but he does note that if a cheder b'kaddish is taking care of everything and the onen is not doing anything at all, then there's definitely room for it to allow him to make brachos. Now, if you look at Morning in Halacha by the Art Scroll, which is a translation primarily of Pnei Baruch on Avelis, he says that if the onin still is going to escort the mace to the kavura, then he should not recite any brachos. But he notes that if it's totally out of his hand, the chevra kedisha is doing everything, maybe there's room to allow him to make brachos. Simply put, an onin nowadays does not make brachos. So now the question becomes: okay, so the onin is going on a plane, let's say, to Eretz Yisrael with the mace. Does he say a tefilas haderech or not? Based on what we just said before, it seemingly should not. Now, the Mishnah Yosef has a tshuva on this from 2002, where he writes that an onin on the plane is still involved in assuring that the mace mitzvah makes it into the hands of the chevra kedisha in Eretz Yisrael. Now, you know, when we gave a chabur at my house, people pointed out that that's not the mitzias. Baruch Hashem, I don't know the mitzias about that, but if the chevra kedisha in Eretz Yisrael takes the body from the airport and the onin does nothing, so then maybe this would have to be revisited. But Mishnah Yosef seems to say that the person is still involved, and therefore he is still an onin, and therefore he would be exempt and should not make tefilas haderech. But then he notes that practically speaking, he can't do anything for the mace on the plane because it's kind of like someone who's in jail. He's not an onin in jail, according to Yaridaya, because if your person's in jail or the mace is in jail and there's nothing to do for the mace, so then you're not really an onin because you're not dealing with the kavur at all. So same thing on the plane, he writes sort of Lieberman, you're not dealing with the mace because you can't get to the mace, you can't see the mace, and he writes that Reb Scheinberg concurred with this as well. Now, the exception would be if you're preparing the eulogy to speak at the Levaya, then maybe during that time you'd be putted from Tefilas HaDerech. However, otherwise, he's right, you should recite Tefilas HaDerech. And he brings additional reasons to recite Tefilas HaDerech, is that number one, it's just like Tehillah Mirlana say for a in front of the mace, because it's for the mace, so too Tefilas HaDerech is for the mace. Second, based on Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, that an onin is allowed to recite Hamapel on a plane, or at night, in general, at night, even wherever he is, because when he's going to sleep, he's not dealing with the mace. So too on the plane, he writes, you're going to say Hamapel if you're going to take a nap, the onin. And so therefore, so too, you could recite Tefilas HaDerech at that point as well. And third, writes Mishnah Yosef, Tefilas HaDerech is a tefillah which stems from tzar, which stems from sadness and pain that you have for, you know, the fear of being attacked on the road. And therefore, that an onin may recite that as well. Because even if an onin gets attacked by a robber, of course he's going to scream out and scream to Hashem. So too, Tefilas HaDerech as well. Now, at the end of the tshuva, Mishnah Yosef writes that 5 years later, in 2007, he retracted it when he learned that you could actually make phone calls from a plane, and there are cell phones, and every telephone has an ability. It costs money, but you could call from the plane. And therefore, he says, maybe you are really dealing with the mace, and therefore, you should not recite Tefilas HaDerech. Now, Bishmir Shabbos Kolchasa addresses this as well, and says, look, you need Shmira, and therefore, so presumably there is Tefilas HaDerech. But then he says, maybe you should say Tefillas Hadarach without a bracha and hear it from a friend instead. The Shevet HaLevi says it's really subjective. If you feel sakana, you should recite Tefillas Hadarach. If not, not. And that's the opinion of Rabbi Yashav. Nitei Gavriel says some say you should say Tefillas Hadarach because it's Rei Amazle, it's a bad time for the Onen. Specifically, if his mace just died, you don't want to risk sakana situations. But then he says, well, Hashem is a scorn in the mace, so maybe you don't say Tefillas Hadarach. And therefore he also concludes, and this is the opinion of the Ishei Yisrael, it's better for an Onen on a plane to be Yotzei the Bracha from others. That would solve all the problems. Rav Moshe Feinstein is cited as saying that there's no Tefillas Hadarach. Chaim Kanievsky as well, as it seems to be in one place, cited that it appears not, in one place it says you should recite Tefillas Hadarach. So the upshot is it's better definitely to hear Tefillas Hadarach from others, and that would be the best thing to do. Just one or two other small points is that you shouldn't say the psukim after Tefillas Hadarach, and you also shouldn't be somech the bracha to another bracha. We know you should really do a bracha smuch l'chaberta by Tefillas Hadarach, but most poskim say you should not say this other bracha like a brain of fashos, because while an onen, so that it's better that you just say Tefillas Hadarach.